Hey, that was a cool sonar noise that just got made because I didn't turn off the speaker quite in time.
It wasn't because you found a contact.
Oh, I did. I found there was a squid off the starboard bow, or a stern. It was a Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Ben Stein
off the squid bow.
Ben Stein off the starboard
bow. Squidward bow.
Squidward ho.
Hey everybody.
You're pretty hot, by the way.
I'm pretty hot.
Yeah.
I'm
talking about your attractiveness.
Not your levels. Let me pot myself
down a little bit. Better.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be handier if you
Yes, it would. I've said this many times.
Yeah. Well, we could put it over there.
But you were all like, I want to be in control. That's what you were like. You were honestly like that.
Yeah, I know. That sounds like me. I do want to be in control. I want to
control
body.
Control.
Yeah,
control.
Like that. Control.
Control. Control.
Hey, what's up, Riff?
Not much.
I feel like you haven't done a radio show in a while, unless I'm wrong about
that. Yeah, I haven't. I saw that movie, Inception, and I played that video game Limbo.
Oh yeah, what'd you think about Limbo?
It's quite good. It's the atmosphere is excellent. I mean, there's not really any story to it, but it's very gloomy and atmospheric and lasts exactly long enough that is enough to carry the entire game.
Huh.
And the puzzles were all very good. The difficulty curve was good. And they never got hard enough that I had to cave in and go look on GameFAQs or something, but at the end ones I had to actually put some thought into it. And none of the platforming was difficult to the point where once I knew how it worked, it didn't take me more than half a dozen tries to actually get the timing right.
It's got that sort of modern sensibility where it's pretty generous with the respawn points, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That I think is nothing but a force for good in video games.
On the whole, I recommend it.
I think it depends on the game.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it lets you make a game harder, which preserves all of the good aspects of a hard game, but eliminates all the bad aspects of a hard game.
Yeah.
Huh. You know. I mean, you like N+, right?
Yeah, which I think is very hard and very unforgiving, but also the gameplay sessions are so quick that it's like, okay, if you screw up, it's not like, oh, I have to do five levels again.
Sure.
You know, it's like there are levels where I feel like it's a little bit too long. You know, it's like, all right, this requires 30 tricky jumps in a row or whatever. But then when you finally finish it, you're like, yeah. You're like,
that is
yeah.
True.
And then you reach over and you give Kevin's mom a big kiss.
Because she's been sitting there watching you play N+.
Yeah, here's a question. If we start, we've been talking about the radio show. We've been talking about the podcast. We've been talking about taking over the podcast.
Since the actual iTunes podcast has disappeared,
it hasn't. It came back. The domain it had expired for a minute and was in the process of coming back. I don't know what the deal was.
Oh, okay.
I was under the impression that it had been picked up by a squatter, but apparently I don't know. Maybe the domain was hosted in a state that has less. Liberal tenancy laws. I don't know what happened there exactly.
Yeah.
I don't have a good sense of what it means when a domain is squat. So what I would like to do, and this is the first Riff has heard of this, and Scully doesn't know anything about it yet, but what I would like to do is just start, like, just talking about stuff in the first half of the podcast, and then answering KOL questions in the second half of the podcast. So that way it's like compartmentalized so that we can release it as like a general interest podcast and then say, hey, the second half is all about this Kingdom of Loathing game that you may like if you think that we're not retards.
Which is interesting because I think we will drive basically everyone away.
You think?
Yeah, because we are clearly retards.
Yeah.
I feel like...
We'll be foisted
we
by
generally don't spend more than half the show answering questions anyway.
Yeah, no, I think it depends
on the show. I mean, there are shows that have done nothing but answer questions.
Sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, if something huge has just come out or something.
I kind of think that if we do like these sort of like large scale design jags, that those are potentially of general interest. To,
I agree.
Like, video game people and people who like funny stuff. So, you know, I want to do an intro and some transition stuff.
Yeah,
and,
so,
like,
but yeah, you were all of this was in response to, are we going to use our in-game names or our...
It was, yeah. Are we going to use our... Are we going to be Jake and Hot Stuff and Riff, or are we going to be Riff and Doug and Tom.
Yeah.
Tom Foolery and Doug Hennig.
Yeah, I don't know. I have thus far avoided wide scale like release of my actual name. Like,
I mean, I think it's not a particularly well kept secret.
No, and I mean, if
like
really
the game comes
out,
you're not going to be hot stuff in the credits.
That is true.
Right? So. Yeah.
That is true.
I mean, I want to be my real name, so everybody will think that they'll think, wow, that golf guy, he's really using his he's really using the money he found in the pocket of that green jacket to do some interesting things with independent video game development.
Did they just put the check in the jacket?
I think it's like just a bunch of cash. Like,
it's
well, it depends. It depends on when you get it. Sometimes
the
there's a bunch of cash in there.
Made
sometimes
out
it's
of
just like a dry cleaning receipt. But then sometimes it's a dry cleaning receipt, and when you go and claim the dry cleaning, there's a bunch of cash in the pocket of the pants.
Huh.
The green jeans, which are for some reason dry clean only jeans.
Yeah,
which,
that's strange.
I'm not sure that's a real thing.
Why not? Designer denim.
Right,
denim made out of
jeans that are so pre-distressed, that any amount of turbulence in a washing machine will just rip them to shreds.
Whereas wearing them is fine.
Yeah, yeah. Washing machines are a hostile environment. Do you ever try to have sex with your mom inside a washing machine?
No,
it's not easy.
Yeah. We had the single worst washing machine I've ever encountered in San Diego.
All right. Yeah, you know, I complain a lot about human human machine interfaces.
Yeah.
And the washer was not so bad, but the dryer had some awesome features. The primary so there were like three buttons and then a knob with various positions, and the knob had like programs that it would run. You know, like, dry until the clothes are dry, run until the clothes are partly dry, run for 30 minutes, you know, I don't know, permanent press, some delicate starch
bleach, something.
I don't know anything about laundry, so that...
Yeah.
Partly I'm starting from a position somewhat
disadvantaged.
Yeah, somewhat distant from the starting line of this race. But, so, there was a light that indicated that the machine was on. And then there was a light labeled delicate.
No, I think it was just the one light. I think it was just the delicate light. Was there also an on light?
There were three lights.
There were three lights.
There were three lights. There was the on-off light, which functioned about the way that you would expect. There was an on-off button.
Yeah.
Then there was a delicate button and a delicate light. And then there was a light that came on when you were supposed to empty out this water.
The button was delicate
thing.
Or normal, right? Or delicate or...
It's a delicate slash normal.
Yeah.
And the way that the machine indicated that it was on... normal mode was by lighting up the delicate light.
Yeah.
And the way that it indicated that it was on delicate mode was by flashing the delicate light.
Yeah. It's kind
which,
of awesome.
Yeah, a lot of extra technology thrown at making it worse there. If you wanted to run the dryer for, say, a half an hour, you'd think you'd just turn the knob to 30 minutes and then it would run for 30 minutes, but no. You have to turn it to stop, wait 3 or 4 seconds for a beep to occur, and then turn it back to whatever you wanted it to do. Also, terrible, terrible dryer. It took 3 or 4 hours to dry a load of laundry.
Yeah, it was. I think part of the problem was that it just vented back into its like air intake, so like it was just trying to dry things with humid air. Yeah.
Was that because of where it was sitting, or is it just designed?
I think it is
like
just
that?
A shitty design. It doesn't. It's not. It is a like super small dryer that does not have like an actual exhaust.
I was also wondering why there seemed to be a water intake in the dryer that was running constantly. Like if you put dry clothes in the dryer, it would actually get them wet.
Huh. I don't.
I might be making that up.
Yeah.
That'd be why don't they make a machine that just makes your clothes wet?
I think that's called the washer.
No, because that rubs them around and stuff.
There's a sink.
So, like, a bucket?
Well, like a rainstorm. Only in a box with some confusing buttons on the front of it.
Box rain.
Yeah, like a confusing rain box.
Hmm.
Yeah.
They've got those, like, rain tubes where you, like... Turn them and they
make a rain.
Make
noise.
A rain sound. Rain stick, I guess, is a better name for that.
Is that different than the little percussion instrument that's similar to it?
Well, I mean, the rain sticks are more like
they're like turbulent inside, so it takes a long time for the
Native American
to fall from one end to the other. I don't know that they're actually
Don't they have
Native
like
I said E.
Spines on the inside of them and pebbles and shit.
Like the spines of aborted fetuses?
No, an inside-out cactus is kind of what I was going for there.
I don't know.
They are water on the outside. If you are in the desert and you're thirsty, you find a rain stick.
Lick the outside.
On the outside of it, there's water. Yeah. Because it is like an inside-out cactus. I'm rocking the combination head cold hangover today. Which
awesome.
It's fun.
And drinking
some whiskey. Yeah, that's gonna help.
Yep.
That's gonna
hair help. Of the dog that sneezed on you.
Yeah, I hope it wasn't a dog that sneezed on me. I really hope that this head cold doesn't turn out to be rabies. I am scared of water.
Are you?
This whole conversation, I've just been kind of
terrified.
Yeah. I have a whole chair, but I only need the seat.
You're frothing at the mouth.
We'll sell you the whole chair, but you'll only need the seat. I don't think that's how that goes.
Yeah, I don't actually know what you're talking about. Are we actually broadcasting?
I don't know. I hope so.
Because that would be embarrassing.
It would be embarrassing. I mean, it wouldn't really. It would actually not be embarrassing at all.
It'd be sort of not embarrassing, but also we would have potentially just been broadcasting silence for 5-10 minutes.
13 minutes and 32 seconds.
How is it possible that we've been on the air for 13 minutes?
Oh, I don't know. Is this like, are you like the guy from Penny Arcade on Jordan Jesse Go saying, oh my god, I can't believe it's only been 13 minutes?
I'm not, actually.
Yeah, I know.
I think the song was included in that time, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the song was 2 minutes long, buddy.
That makes 11 minutes. This is, you know, talking about how much time we've been on is exciting.
Now it's been 14 minutes.
Cool.
Yeah. So Riff's been playing Limbo.
Yep.
I've been playing a lot of iPhone games because I got an iPhone 4 and
oh,
it's
yeah.
really fast. So I had bought like Carcassonne on the iPhone and it was like, you know, I would say that it probably took 10 minutes to play a game of Carcassonne before, and now it probably takes 3 minutes to
nice.
Play
really?
A game of Carcassonne. Yeah.
That's really good. I enjoy it on my iPad.
The AI just operates
the AI.
So much faster.
Okay, I was like,
right?
What?
Because it was just like,
the animation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The resolution is also super high, so you can zoom way the fuck out and still tell what's going on. It's kind of like being a little Carcassonne Jesus.
I've been playing a little bit of Lux, but like Risk sort of ripoff or whatever.
Yeah.
And they added a new layer of AI, but if you actually make all of the computer players that AI, it takes, at least on the 3GS, takes like a million minutes between moves, because it is thinking so hard.
It's literally a million minutes between moves. I think that
I played
a game
one
of those crazy AIs, and I think that it soundly dispatched me.
I beat a game that was just me and a bunch of Reapers.
You're way better.
Although they just recently made it so that if you have just you versus a bunch of Reapers, they all team up against you. So I don't know that that's actually winnable. So I don't know. I just like 10 minutes ago downloaded a new iPhone game that I played for 5 minutes before the show started, which seems kind of interesting. It's a little progress questy. It's a like an RPG that's been stripped down to its like barest fundamentals,
mm-hmm.
called Fastar. It's kind of interesting.
How does it work?
You tilt the phone to go left or right, and then you tap the screen to attack with your sword. And there's like a place to hit for a button for like casting a spell. You can know one spell at a time out of like 9 possible ones, and then you fight enemies which are just squares.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to town to like level up and heal up.
Is your gear squares?
There is no gear as far as I know.
Oh.
I don't know. That's
is your level represented by a series of squares?
It's you just have attack and a defense stat.
Hmm.
I don't know. I've not played it yet for a long time.
So is it like a statement about RPGs?
I don't know. I literally do not know much about it yet.
Did you see that there's a new achievement unlocked?
I did. I played it for a few minutes today.
I played it for about a half an hour or 45 minutes yesterday.
Is that the elephant game?
Yeah.
I got like 80%.
It's got a lot of screens. It's got a... I was pretty happy that one of the things... I wasn't actually looking at the names of the achievements.
Yeah.
But I found a piano and just tried playing some songs, and each of the songs that I played were individual achievements for playing that song.
Wow.
Yeah, which I was like, you know, that's like... Makes me happy that they.
So you had to know how to play music to actually get some of the achievements.
No, it was like 8 notes. So I mean, you like "Mary Had a Little Lamb" and "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star" and you know,
wow,
a glissando up and a glissando down. they all counted as songs.
Huh.
There was probably some more.
Happy birthday.
Then I looked at the achievements and saw that Ode to Joy was one of them. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I played. It was only like the first four or five notes of Ode to Joy, though. Yeah.
That's it. Cool.
I might be wrong about that, too. Anyway, I don't think that I'm actually going to play that game seriously. I think it's funny.
It's an interesting sort of statement, and the fact that they keep coming out with more.
I don't know that it's a statement anymore. You know, I think
it's actually a game.
Games, but they're games. I mean, that like that achievement unlocked.
It's kind of a puzzle game.
Upgrade complete was a pretty
super
fun,
popular.
Yeah, you know, and it was kind of fun. You know, and at the end, it's like, hey, you just played all the way through this bullshit game. Maybe you should play better games instead of games with awesome upgrade systems. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess that wasn't fun.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for trying to retroactively make me not have enjoyed the 10 minutes that it took to play this thing.
The idea of a game where part of the upgrades are like making the interface less sort of stupid looking is kind of funny, right?
Yep.
You design a system and you think that you're doing something, and players will approach it from a completely different angle. You know, and I think that's okay.
Right. You sometimes approach your mom from a completely different angle.
Yeah. How many different angles do you go for?
Mm-hmm. Is there a joke? Are you setting me up for a joke, or are you just asking?
I'm just curious.
Just asking for.
I'm just curious for clarification. Yeah.
Yeah. Not inclined to give you any clarification about that. What have I been playing? I've been playing a lot of StarCraft 2.
Oh yeah.
I beat the single player campaign.
Sounds awesome.
It was pretty fun. And then there are these challenge modes that are meant to, like, teach you things about the multiplayer game. I am torn on whether I want to try and get good at StarCraft or not.
I want to play with you guys. I think you shouldn't get good, and we should just all play and be bad. And I think that would be way more fun. Right? Really?
Getting match made with... Have you even bought the game yet?
No.
So how are we ever going
to
play?
I have to... Get it, and then we'll play it.
You have to get it and get a computer. We won't be able to play it unless you're at the office and I'm at home.
Oh, because you
that
can't play
be fun.
You can't play it at the office.
We could be on the phone.
Yeah, we could play it on the phone. We can't actually.
Do
play
they have
it on
an
the
iPhone
phone.
Version of StarCraft 2?
They don't. That'd be pretty ridiculous, though.
So there's this challenge mode. This one challenge mode. The only one that I tried was like it gives you a bunch of units, and then you know that like there are these three structures that are pretty far apart that you have to defend. So you assign some of your units to each of the structures, and you know ahead of time which like enemy units are attacking. And the idea is that you have to place the right units to counter the specific units that are attacking there. And it's really hard. I can't. I haven't been able to beat it. I mean, I only played it for like 10 minutes. But
hence the challenge.
I know.
You say you can't beat it, but you beat it. You just can get a gold medal.
I didn't
medal.
Beat it. I did not actually manage to beat it.
I thought you did.
I did not.
I thought you said you lost a guy. You lost more than one guy. You lost the entire structure.
I lost it. I never said whether I beat it or not. The way you get a gold medal in it is by not like by beating all of the enemies, by selecting the right dudes to put against them, and not losing a single one of your own units.
So you lost all your units on that.
Seems rough. On one of them, yeah. On one of them, I lost the building that I was trying to protect. And so it's like game over, dude.
Nuke them from orbit.
Yeah, you don't have any nukes.
It's the only way to be sure.
Yeah. There was like a...
I hate that. I hate playing a game and hearing that like nuclear launch detected thing. It just makes me feel like I'm such a loser. Right?
For not having any detectors in your base?
Well, yeah, right? Like, I don't know. It makes you feel like you are just dead. Even if it's just a single one and it doesn't have to do that much
even
damage.
If all they're nuking is a single SCV that has wandered off into their territory and they're actually committing suicide by nuking their own base.
Right. It still makes me feel like a loser.
That's what usually happens to me.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote into the Twitter and asked if Riff had been playing StarCraft 2 and doing a lot of SCV rushing.
I don't even know what that means.
You just send all your SCVs to the opponent's base to kill their SCVs. It's pretty funny. I don't think you can win that way usually, but
maybe you can. can you just go build a tower in their base? I remember that being a fun thing in Warcraft 2, just going and sending a peon over right off the bat, and by the time he gets there, you've gotten enough resources for him to build an arrow tower, and then you just build an arrow tower in between their base and their gold mine.
There was some game,
pretty cool.
One of the Command and Conquerors, I think, that had an engineer unit that could go steal buildings from the players, and then you could sell them.
That was pretty awesome. That was Red Alert, I think, that introduced that. And Red Alert was a game that I played online a lot, and it eventually got to the point where everyone just tank rushed all the time. And so the game was just no fun, because the only counter to Tank Rush was
another
Tank Rush. And so it was like this, you know, just kind of prisoner's dilemma bullshit where...
I feel like that's a badly balanced game, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's why StarCraft II has been in development for 5 years or whatever, because they wanted to make sure that there was no single strategy that would just come out and destroy everything else.
Yeah. Like, can you... I mean, you could probably still Zerg rush, right? Like,
Oh, you definitely can.
Still send a couple Zerglings.
Counter that. You know?
I've been playing Terran for so long in the single-player campaign that I'm not even going to know what to do if I try and play another race.
Yeah. And the pretentious artist is all about laser boobs.
Yeah, has he got another laser boobs?
It's not new, it's just more.
He's not alone in that regard.
That's true.
Laser boobs. Good old laser boobs. Soren Trigg says, Jick, go play Minecraft now.
What is it?
Well, so I went to the thing where it's like a website.
Yeah, the internet. Where there's a website.
Internet. Yeah, internet. That's what it. Yeah.
Uh huh.
That's what I did.
Cool story, bro.
So Minecraft is, I don't exactly understand what's going on. I played, like, you could either pay money and play it on a server with other people.
Yeah.
Or you can play a single-player version of it. And the single-player version of it is, like, you're in a world with kind of, like, really big voxels, sort of. Everything is just a cube.
Yeah.
They're pretty big, and they have textures on them. And you're running around... And you can destroy any cube in the environment, like you can just make it disappear, and you can place cubes in the environment.
Okay.
So it strikes me as, so it's like a, it's like that Love MMO. Did I show you that?
Vaguely remember that.
So you can, you know, deform the world and change things, but it's like, sort of, it looks crappy in a different way. Maybe there's stuff going on in multiplayer Minecraft that I don't know about, but it just seems like it's going to be a, like... constant battle between the people who are trying to make giant cocks and balls and the people who are trying to destroy everything.
Was there a game that preceded Warcraft in the whole append craft to game names?
I don't think so.
Because I'm getting a little tired of games just being noun craft.
Like what?
Oh, that's what we should call the next game.
Yeah, noun craft.
Yeah.
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 Like what? Like Minecraft?
For example. Like, that's
what else?
Immediately made me think.
There was that Cellcraft game.
Yeah. There really are dozens of them out there. Gemcraft.
Can you name three Gemcraft?
Yeah, right?
Like, is that what it's called?
Yeah. Gemcraft.
I think you could just say anything in craft, and it would sound like Wagoncraft. That game where you're trying to get
craft.
Your family to Oregon.
Schlongcraft.
Oregoncraft.
Mac and cheese craft.
Schlongcraft?
That's the one that legitimizes everyone trying to make cocks and balls.
Oh, right, yeah, because that's actually what it's about.
Yeah.
You just have different generators for different styles of cock and balls.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you can upgrade more hairs, more drops of jism coming out the end.
Sweet.
Learning that jism is in the Words with Friends dictionary has
increased your score tenfold.
Entirely changed the game for me. It's so fun playing with Cirrus because we just entirely play based on the sort of, you know, lewdness of the words rather than what they score.
Okay, so just searching for craft on the Games of Concrete, there are 1,420 matches. So there's Corpse Craft, Gym Craft, Flash Craft, Crazy Craft, Alien Craft, Western Craft. Like, it just keeps going on.
Search for Sweeper.
Cellcraft. What? Sweeper.
Yeah. Why? See how many sweepers there are. This is a fun game.
Did you see? I didn't really look at it, but I saw it on Metafilter. There was a quantum minesweeper.
What does that mean?
You had, like, multiple boards that were quantumly superimposed somehow across each other.
Uh-huh.
So you could have, like, around this space there are 1.5 bombs.
It was
very confusing.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
There was a kind of Minesweeper RPG sort of thing that got linked to somewhere that was, like, the mines were actually enemies of varying levels, and when you clicked on a square, it would tell you the sum of the levels of the monsters adjacent to that square. So, And if you clicked on a monster, you would do damage to it based on your level, and you would also lose hit points based on the level difference. So, there were certain monsters that if you just clicked them, you would die, right? But there were certain ones that you could kill, and the more you killed, the more experience you would gain, and so you would level up as you did it. It was kind of interesting.
There's a neat one I saw that was like Minesweeper crossed with Clue, where every space either had a piece of evidence in it that you would use in like the logical puzzle, or it would tell you how many adjacent spaces had such a piece of evidence.
Yeah, I remember looking at that and thinking that it actually was not that interesting.
I played it through it a couple times, and then there wasn't really enough game left.
So you're trying to find them and click on them? Is that the...
Something like that.
Do you have like a limited number of...
I might be misremembering,
Do you have a limited number of clicks?
That sounds like... Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember it.
There aren't a ton of sweepers. Bomb Sweeper, was that the Atari game with a paddle?
That was called Kaboom.
Kaboom, okay. Alright.
Bong Sweeper was is that game where you try to get your Roomba high.
Smoke up. Yeah. Or you just turn your Roomba into a bong.
Oh, yeah. It's like, when pass me the bong, it'll get to you eventually.
Yeah. The Roombas don't do, like, random walks.
They do eventually.
Do they?
They start out...
I thought they learn the territory and then they, like...
They do, but they explore it via random walk.
Oh, I see. Like an actual random walk?
I don't think so.
I think it is actually random.
I think it is random because that's the only way that it'll guarantee that it gets into every corner eventually.
Yeah, I think it goes forward till it hits something, and then it starts doing weird shit.
It goes forward, and so when you turn it on, it goes in a spiral until it hits something.
Yeah,
right. So you're supposed to start it in the center of the room. It goes in a spiral till it hits something, and then once it hits something, it reorients itself in a random direction and goes forward until it hits something else, and then keeps doing that.
Like your mom.
Yeah, she always messes up the data by just standing at random places. Yeah. Your mom is always lying down, so it's less of a problem.
Constantly?
Yeah.
Huh.
Whoa. Data Vortex asks, got your progress report books and registration postcards from DragonCon? You guys ready? Any celebs / panels you're enthusiastic for? Which celebs was I enthusiastic for?
Jewel State.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. I'm totally looking forward to making out with Jewel State.
And Marina Baccarin.
Who's Marina Baccarin?
She was the whore.
Oh, is she there?
Yeah, both of them. Both of them are there.
I'm actually now looking forward to making out with both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
That's going to be pretty sweet.
Yes.
Do you think they're really like... Is like in that XKCD where they're actually like their characters in real life?
I don't think so.
Oh, sweet.
It's always disappointing, I think, to meet actors because they're never what you want them to be based on their characters.
I mean, why would you expect that, and why would you be disappointed in when that didn't
because
turn out?
You're immature,
like,
and you think that people are like the characters.
Are you mad that Bill Bixby can't actually turn into Lou Ferrigno at will?
Wait, stop ruining my conception of how the world
spoilers
works.
Also, are you sad that there's no Santa Claus? I don't know what a progress report book and a registration postcard is. We got a weird lenticular postcard trying to get us to go to GDC by acting like it was a postcard that was on fire.
Yeah, that really relied on you seeing it from the correct angle the first time.
Yeah, and plus, lenticular stuff kind of sucks.
Yeah, I've seen better and worse implementations of it, and this was not one of the better ones.
Really, anything that starts with Lent sucks. Like, Lent, it sucks.
But only for the first 40 days.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And then you can beat off again.
Is that what you always gave up for Lent?
I'm assuming that's what everyone always gives up for Lent. Did you ever actually observe Lent?
I watched other people do it, if that's what you mean.
Wait, you watched, instead of beating off, you watched other people do it?
No, I watched other people not beating off.
I watched other people observe it.
Oh.
I observed them observing.
Did your observation of it change it for them? I mean, I can see how you looking at a dude would stop him from beating off. So maybe you made it easier for a dude to give up beating off for Lent by being there all the time.
I guess.
Yeah. I know we've certainly gone on vacations in which you made it significantly more difficult for me to beat off. Not impossible, mind you. just had to be real sneaky.
I don't want to know what's going on with you.
Yeah. It was always Lent.
There were a bunch of people staying in one condo in San Diego for Comic-Con. Like, more people than should really be in a single.
It was like a little mini Lent.
Yeah.
I don't know what to expect from Dragon Con. Are we in one of the hotels that the convention is at?
No.
Oh, we're not?
No.
I thought we were supposed to be.
Well, yeah, but like they sold out months before we really signed on.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah, it's
so are we far away?
No, not too far. We're just in a nice hotel that's like a couple blocks away.
60 miles?
Yeah, 60 miles.
Okay.
A couple blocks. Each block is 20 miles.
That doesn't work.
Well, okay, a couple is a few.
Terrible at arithmetic. A couple is two.
Always?
Yeah.
Tell that to the poly couples that I know.
They're not really couples. They're triads.
Whatever.
They're triplets. They're triads.
There was a radio lab that I was listening to that was talking about a single person who was both twins. Like, they would have been twins, but they're the two distinct embryos fused into a single person.
Weird.
How do they know?
Because they did the woman needed a kidney transplant, and they did a DNA test with her children that she had given birth to, and they did not match.
Hmm.
Her blood was a different genetic code from her like embryos.
So if they needed a kidney, why didn't they just take her left kidney?
Aren't identical
and put it over
twins
her right kidney?
Genetically she was identical?
But they weren't identical twins. They were like fraternal twins. Or yeah, it's crazy. So like every different organ was like one or the other of the two of them.
Hmm. What about her brain?
I don't know, right? Like, I mean, it was one of them. I don't know which one.
Did she accidentally enroll in the police academy twice and become two cops?
No. Yeah. The fact that that happens. So, you know, like, if you're religious, does she have one or two souls?
It depends on how many shoes she's wearing.
Or.
Come on, that was funny. What are you drinking?
Honey liqueur.
Why are you?
Because it's pleasant.
And because you're. Did you run out of shots of lavender and Astroglide?
That is the worst cocktail you have ever come up with.
Is it made by alcoholic bees?
Yes, actually. Irish bees.
That's racist.
It's an Irish liqueur.
Implying that alcohol comes from Ireland is racist.
This literally comes from Ireland.
Why does that be Irish whiskey?
It doesn't have to be, it just is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Riff, did you actually see Inception?
I did.
Oh, you said that already. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was quite good. I was pleased. I don't want to really talk about it because there might still be people that haven't seen it.
I feel like we're getting... Well, I mean, what is the statute of limitations on spoilers?
I figure at least until it's out of the theaters.
Wow. Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's rough. Including second run?
Well, maybe not second run.
I don't think I'm spoiling anything to say that the entire movie takes place in the imagination of an autistic child. Bob Newhart dreamed the
I'm
whole
still
thing.
Bothered by the fact that I feel like gravity is not preserved the way I think it should be.
It's not transitive.
Yeah. Yep. Socrates does not have gravity.
So somebody asked, hot stuff.
Yes.
When are you going to start your This Weekend podcast thing that you talked about? What thing is that?
Do you remember, so someone was saying, hey, which Adam Carolla things are worth listening to? And I was like, you know, I will happily report on that. I am currently a month and a half behind in podcasts. I'm listening to stuff from 20th of June forward at this point. I'm slowly catching up, but it, like, Comic-Con, for example, just throws me back by a couple weeks because I just don't have time to listen to stuff. So I would like to catch up to something, to things that are more recent, but also, like, in terms of, like, the Adam Carolla podcast, there just hasn't been anything. Jay Moore was the most interesting one of recent things, although this one is going to be the guy from Jackass, which might be Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville.
So that might be.
I mean, are they still doing the sort of horse shit?
They have switched to a new format for Adam Carolla that is just the short form radio show style thing. It's just not as interesting to me. It's got all kinds of problems. It's short, like a short little interview section, and then like sort of these segment stuff, which are generally just kind of boring. There's news every time. There's Bald Brian doing sound effects, which I think add almost nothing and take away.
I mean, let him have a good time before he dies.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't understand why they think it's great, you know? I don't understand what their quality metric is.
It does seem a little weird that, like, that, you know, it's like, hey, we've discovered this new medium and then just, like, sort of mastered it out of nowhere. Let's fuck it up.
Yeah, it's strange.
It just seems like a really weird instinct.
There are a bunch of people who like it, the new format. You know, I'm not one of them, but...
All the comments on the show that we were on from Comic-Con, they were like, wow, it's nice to have a return to form, which is just Adam bullshitting with some dudes.
Right. And I feel like that was a really strong methodology. I mean, it's possible that he was getting tired of it because the caliber of guests was declining. Like, they were getting a bunch of, like...
Just random internet game dudes.
Exactly, right? But I don't know. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know if people are just not interested in doing long-form interviews.
I need a new video game podcast to replace Idle Thumbs.
Well, there's one that we're thinking of making.
You can listen to ours.
I already recorded something, and then I listened to what I recorded.
Yeah.
So somebody suggested, apparently Garnet Lee, who used to do the One Up Yours podcast, has started doing a new podcast, and it's on like episode 12 or something.
Okay.
Which might be good. Those were never...
What is that called?
I don't remember. Hmm. Weekend Confirmed.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a weird name. I'm pretty sure it's Weekend Confirmed. Yeah, Zorteg had written in to tell us about that. Yeah, are you listening to Weekend Confirmed? It's the podcast that Garnet Lee started up. Don't know if you know about it, but it is very good. The thing that I liked about One Up Yours was Shane Bettenhausen, and I don't know if Shane Bettenhausen is on this anymore, because he was kind of a sarcastic dick and funny.
Does it have to be a video game podcast?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, if I want a not video game podcast, I'll listen to, like, Jordan Jesse Go or Stop Podcasting Yourself or one of those guys.
You've taken on all of our habits.
What about overthinking it?
I've started browsing through them a little bit, yeah. But I think I do want a specifically video game one to listen to.
Huh.
The Inception episode of Overthinking It was pretty good. It could have been better, but, you know, they all could be better.
I still have to listen to that one. So no spoilers. No spoilers for the podcast about the movie.
Yeah.
About the video game, about the book.
I got an email from a podcast about a video game.
I finished... Scott Pilgrim today, the books.
Oh yeah.
Oh, cool. I'm looking forward to seeing the film.
When does that come out?
I think it came out the same day that the comic came out.
Oh really?
I think that was the idea.
It hasn't. It's not been released.
Really?
No.
I was under the impression that they were doing a simultaneous release of the last issue and the movie. I guess not. I guess it's coming out in August at some point, but huh.
Weird. Yeah, August 13th is what Fandango
That's
says.
Strange. That's strange. I don't know who told me that. I think maybe it was Scully, actually. Mm. He said that they were doing a simultaneous release of both of them.
Yeah, IMDb says August 13th.
It might be simultaneous release for the video game and the movie.
Huh.
It might be a simultaneous release massage, which is really tricky.
Yeah. It's not that great for things to be simultaneous.
Like a handjob massage? Like, it's not that great if you get a handjob massage while the same masseuse is also giving another dude a handjob massage in the same room.
Mm.
Yeah, that's gross.
She pretends she's playing Battlezone.
Not just, like, skiing or...
No, just playing Battlezone. She's like a... And then when you finish, like, there's just broken glass covering your field of view. Yeah. Good old Battlezone. Did either of you guys ever play the Xbox game with the crazy controller, extra controller mech game?
No. Uh-uh.
You told me about it.
It seems like it was probably terrible.
It was probably terrible unless you were really excited about the idea of actually being in a mech with a billion controls.
Yeah. Did you get like a... I wonder if they also sold a force feedback couch. Force feedback couch would be pretty sweet. Also be a good name for a band.
I was just thinking that, actually.
Yeah, I know. I make your jokes before you can even do it. Before you can even open your mouth. Before you can even flare your nostrils, because you're mad at me for being mean to you.
I'm not mad.
Okay. You don't get mad, you get even.
I guess.
I don't shut up, I grow up, and you when I see up. You, I throw up. Force feedback couch combined with a Sirius controllers would be pretty awesome. You know what would be awesome?
Yeah.
Is
just having a mech.
You use the Xbox Kinect feature. The one thing that I did like about that game is apparently if your mech was about to blow up and you didn't hit the ejector seat button, it would delete your save game.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I really want a computer on which I can play that game where killing the enemies deletes the files on your hard drive.
Yeah. That's a mech. That's what you want.
Yeah. It would be kind of cool to be able to, like, hey, I'm going to the store. You want anything? No. And then you just get in your mech, and then you blow up the store, because they didn't want anything.
they literally wanted nothing.
Yeah,
to exist.
Yeah, I don't... do you need anything from Safeway? No, I don't ever need anything from Safeway ever again, and I would prefer if no one else did either. I mean, I do usually burn down grocery stores as I'm leaving them. Everything I need to know about life, I learned from natural born killers. And, that's why I don't trust the Native Americans.
Natural born killers?
They're lulling me into a false sense of security, and then I get bit by a snake.
Wasn't that an episode of The Simpsons?
Every time, probably. I think every episode of The Simpsons, like the way that they the
there's
way
so
they
many episodes now.
The Simpsons, no, the way that like the whole conceit of the series of The Simpsons is that they broke natural born killers down into 5-second segments and then made each episode of The Simpsons based on that 5-second segment of natural born killers.
Huh.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
That is really strange.
You know, like when they recorded the Pink Floyd.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon, yeah.
Yeah.
How
they synced it to every episode of The Simpsons.
No, you know how when they recorded Dark Side of the Moon, they just played some songs and recorded them and then left the studio, and then later on some hippie was like, whoa.
I have seen it once in a way that convinced me that it was a thing.
Was that way high as shit?
I was pretty drunk. I was not high at the time. But there are just a lot, like, if you start at the right time, there are a lot of things that overlap. It's weird. I'm sure that you could probably find other synchronicities that are also bullshit, but...
I mean, I played, the name Ministry. I played that Ministry album while watching Garfield and Friends one Saturday morning, and it synced up really well.
Were you high as shit, Riff?
No.
Had you been up for 72 hours?
It's weird.
I had been,
like,
up a long time.
Yeah. It is weird that things like the cover of the album is something going from like black and white into color.
right? Like,
I mean, I guess that's weird.
But there are just so many different parallels that you could draw. It is possible that it is just you take two things and you think about it long enough, and you could come up with a bunch of.
Yeah, I mean, we are nothing if not machines designed to recognize patterns.
Sure. Which is weird because pattern recognizers don't look like us at all.
Like that from Tron?
Yeah.
Are they pattern recognizers?
They're just recognizers.
They just recognizers.
But I think they have to recognize patterns, right?
No, they recognize dudes and then shoot them.
Yeah.
Or stomp on them.
Have you played the new, the like, Disney sort of advertisement / game for Tron on the iPhone?
I have not.
It's kind of okay.
Is it kind of okay?
And, I mean, it's not great, but...
The new...
Light Bike game?
Whatever.
No, that wasn't what you were talking about.
No, the new Tron game, I saw some footage of it, and the sort of AAA Tron tie-in game.
Yep.
Seems like it's, like, it might as well not even be Tron. It's just the same as every other fucking game.
Oh, it's just like a first-person shooter?
No, it's like a third-person fighting game. It's like God of War, only you're doing a bunch of tricks with your identity Flobee. It's not even Flobee. It's not even a frisbee.
I feel like a Flobee is something you cut your hair with.
No, I know. What's funny is that I've just gotten it fucked up because we jokingly called the Aerobee the Flobee for so long.
Oh wow!
That now I just think that that's what those things are called.
Yeah, no, that's not it at all.
Do you know what an Aerobee is?
Yeah, they're like the hollow frisbees.
Yeah, just like
like Hollow Man.
That's a Flobee.
Yeah, that's not right.
A Flojo. What do you think would have happened if they had used the Hollow Man technique on Flojo? She would have kept winning races, but nobody would have known.
Yeah, wow, that would suck. Yeah, I mean, because she always ran naked.
Terrible curse, yeah.
Yeah. Last. Flojo.
Didn't she die?
I don't remember. I think it's possible.
You think it's possible?
That she died?
Like, she's not a Highlander.
Well, I mean, they can die. They just have to have their head cut off.
Roy was telling me a story about some show about a guy who had a curse. He was doomed to walk the earth until he met his true love. Which, that's sort of a bullshit curse.
So he meets his true love and immediately dies?
I don't know. I don't know if it ever happened. But apparently he also made money by making antique furniture.
So I don't know anything about the Twilight series, but someone was telling me that there comes a point in the the book plot where one of the werewolves is into one of the other female main characters because he can smell that her unborn child will be his soulmate. So it's super, super creepy, right? Because it's not just some dude into 12-year-old.
Stupid.
Not some dude into some 12-year-old. It's some dude into some, not even yet, as far as I know, conceived baby. Yeah.
Smoove said those movies are actually pretty good with the riff tracks.
Oh, yeah. No, I gotta imagine the riff tracks are awesome, but... But this is from the books, not the movies.
They said the Riff Tracks guys said that the Twilight movies lent themselves very well to their style of stuff because there are just a lot of really goofy pauses and really slow
important glances,
slow
and
dialogue,
stuff like that. Yeah. Apparently, the vampires sparkle because their skin is crystallized. That's why they're so hard to kill.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoy finding out these tidbit facts about the series without actually having to read it. Spoilers, I guess.
Yeah. Unborn, unconceived.
It might not be unconceived. It might be unborn.
I don't feel like there are 12-year-old girls in the book. I feel like she's 16.
No. What I'm saying is that it's creepier than a Lolita situation because it's some grown man and some even younger girl.
I know that you always want things to be creepier than your Lolita fixation,
yes.
But really nothing is.
Okay. It's a good book.
Lolita?
Yeah. Have you read it?
I have not.
You should read it. It is a phenomenal book.
Oh yeah.
And it's not, I'm just not talking about the subject matter, it's just written really, really well. Nabokov is amazing. Amazing.
Don't stand so close to me.
Yeah. Just read it.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
Hey, that was quite a break. I wish you would stop playing video games that make noise.
Whatever.
You can't stop. You can't stop because you're making progress. You're killing squares.
I am killing squares.
You could kill more squares if you could just play for another 10 minutes. No wonder you got so addicted to World of Warcraft.
What game is that?
Fastar.
Is that any good?
No. It's okay. All right, then. It's fine. I mean, whatever. It's a thing that you can play.
I'm sold.
So we could answer KOL questions.
Yeah,
oh, hey.
That's a thing we do sometimes.
We do that sometimes.
What have we
questions about KOL or questions from KOL?
What have we been working on? I've been procrastinating 50 different things by working on 30 different other things.
Wow, really? That's a lot of things.
I finished installing that first CYOA.
Cool. I'm forcing Riff and Scully to learn how to use the new dialogue scripting engine by adapting the Choose Your Own Adventures into it. And we're having CD Moyer write an iPhone version of the engine so that we can start distributing and or selling Choose Your Own Adventure books on the iPhone.
Because we're all about making monies.
Yeah, monies. We like them.
I don't think we're actually going to make any monies.
No, I don't think we're going to make even a dime.
We'll make negative monies.
Yeah, it'll actually end up, even after a year with what we're paying CD Moyer, it'll be a money-losing proposition. But, like I told Cirrus, I'm spiritually okay with it because it is another venue for us to put cool shit in the world.
Spiritually okay with it.
Cool shit in the world.
Is that like shitting in the woods?
Yes. Does a cool shit in the world? This is totally KOL related, but Paul Beattie says, if you could be an extra in one TV show, what would it be? I would like to play a coffee cup in the IT Crowd.
What?
I've already done that.
You have not.
It wasn't me.
It was an actual coffee cup.
Yeah. But it was a coffee cup that I made. I mean, I didn't make it.
Yes.
I drew the design, and then I paid for it to be made by some Chinamans.
Chinamans?
Yeah. They're like, I mean, Chinaman is racist. They prefer to be called Chinamans.
Chinamans.
It's like Pokemans, which are also Chinese.
And also racists.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, is cockfighting racist?
Cockfighting?
I guess if you assume it's only done by Mexicans, it's racist.
Mexicmans?
Mexicmans?
Mexi-mans. Mexi-pads.
No.
It's like a tostada designed to soak up menstrual blood.
Wow.
Ew.
Dude. You went too far.
Those extra chunky days.
Anytime
extra spicy days. Anytime you actually talk. Anytime
you
talk
about
menstruation
yeah.
Then
it's too far.
Really? I think you're genderist.
No, I think. I mean, there are things about dudes that you just don't go to that extreme.
I told you about. There's nothing that I don't go to those extremes about.
Okay.
I mean, there's not.
All right.
Like exploding hemorrhoids. For instance.
Exploding?
Yeah.
That's where fireworks come
it's
from.
It's like an upgrade in the barracks. You give your Marines exploding hemorrhoids. Gives them a speed boost. Costs them some hit points.
Yeah.
What was I talking about? Did I ever tell you about the crazy hippie roommate? No. The crazy hippie wife of a friend of mine's roommate who had this piece of art that was like a piece of black construction paper taped to the wall, and then an entire period's worth of tampons, like used tampons, like stapled to the wall in sequence.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
No.
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 No, it really wasn't.
Too far.
Yep. Data Vortex says, any progress on replacing the market information feeds on ColdFront? Would you consider publishing an open API with the data? You know, the new interface is done, and Gamelli is in touch with ColdFront? Mr. ColdFront?
Front ColdFront?
Randy C. Front.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems like that kind of was like a month ago, so I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there either. Edgar Winter is his name.
Wow, really?
No.
Oh, okay.
Winter, Father Christmas. I think Father Christmas is the guy
I mean, cold front is like a meteorological thing, right?
Yeah.
Snowman.
His name's Frosty.
Low pressure guy. He's just so low pressure.
That's his name, is low pressure guy.
Yeah.
That's your joke. Low pressure guy.
I wasn't making a joke.
Right.
I was working on describing the guy.
Okay. If describing a guy is not a joke, the guy does not deserve to be described.
Wow.
On a podcast. Data Vortex says it's safe to discuss Inception with spoilers now, but too late. Yo-Yo God says, so far none of the antique maps have had new familiars. Will any upcoming ones have them? I love familiars. You know, part of the goal with these maps was to make them very simple.
Yeah, 10 things. I don't think any of them have had 10 things.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
That's a pretty serious restriction.
Yeah.
The reason that I said 10 things is so that we could realistically expect them to be limited to, like, 30 things.
You said 20 before, but I feel like even your explanation of this is just creeping up in terms of features. I feel like the ones that I suggested, none of which you've implemented, have between 10 and 15.
Maybe you should come up with less gay ideas.
I guess.
Because they're all like, we should add a new cocktail, lavender and Astroglide.
It's just one thing. Well, two things, I guess, and then a third thing that they make together.
Yeah, that's almost 10.
Three?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're off by 10 orders of magnitude.
Again?
Yeah, what... Why lavender and Astroglide?
I don't know. I was trying to come up with the gayest possible drink.
But it wasn't... I thought you would come up with the most, like, the most feminine possible drink. It was a girl... You were trying to come up with a girly drink. But it is not the same.
Female and gay are the same.
Wow.
What?
That's just not right.
No, okay, because when... we've had
you
this,
were wrong.
We've had this conversation.
Have we?
Yeah.
On the radio?
No, but it's about how girls are gay. It's about how it's okay for me to say that something is gay. It's okay for me to describe a dude as gay if he's acting like a girl. Because what I actually mean is effeminate.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't
I'm not
have anything to do with gays.
It's just, you just use gay
or
as a shorthand.
Tendencies.
Gay as a shorthand for effeminate.
Yeah.
What about butch ladies?
They're also gay. Orson Scott Card is a dyke. I don't know. I don't think I've ever met any butch lesbians.
Or Orson Scott Card.
Or a guy named Butch Lesbians. That'd be a pretty funny name for a character. Lesbians. Butch Lesbians. Maybe that was Butch's last name in The Color Purple. Pulp Fiction. Why are you... hot stuff spinning in circles. And a Naked Jew says, please tell me that Schmaltz beer is not Schmaltz herring flavored. Gross. What's Schmaltz herring?
Cassidy is just his middle name. It's Butch Cassidy.
Butch Cassidy lesbians.
That's what I was talking about.
So you were doubled over with laughter at your own untold joke.
Because I had a mouthful.
Your untold joke smelled so funny that you...
I had a mouthful of liquor when you made me think of that. And I couldn't say it. Schmaltz flavored herrings.
Yeah, what's a Schmaltz herring?
I don't know. I feel like if we went to more Jewish delis, we might know these things.
Yeah, we should go to more Jewish delis.
And German bakeries. And then they should fight.
Damn. That's racist.
What?
did they fight, really? Or does the German bakery just sort of burn down
occupy the
Jewish deli at night? Yeah, like...
It confines the Jewish deli to the worst parts of town.
Yeah.
God. We're going to podcast hell.
Yeah. Anyway, we should go back to New York and have a Naked Jew take us to some more kosher delis.
Yeah,
because that one was delicious.
It was.
I had the lamb.
That sounds like a thing you could get there.
Are you imitating the fella?
He kind of. I don't remember everything that he said. It was kind of awesome though.
Casey Wiederman says, yes, Jick, Hot Stuff has it. Broadcasting a brainstorming session for an item of the month would be so good. And live means you could work off listener energy. I don't know about live working off listener energy.
We could. So we have been discussing the possibility of doing a live recording of a podcast or radio show from KOLCon this year.
Yeah.
And we could do like a miniature design segment, just live, and see what happens. It would probably be really boring.
I feel like I'm going to be nervous.
So drunk and nervous. So drunk.
Yeah. It's going to be a problem. I'm just going to be making rocket noises into the mic and punching you, because you'll be the only one
near. I'll be the one next to you. Yeah.
You'll be the one that looks the most like Hogulus of anybody on the staff.
I hope people actually come to con this year.
Yeah, me too.
We should probably sell tickets.
We probably should. Wow, we forgot to do that last week.
We didn't forget so much as just not do it.
Didn't do it. Yeah.
It's August. It's next month. Holy shit, it's like... Holy shit, it's like a month and a half away. Wow. We really actually need to do this. We need to like get on the ball. We announced the dates, so like people who are really planning on coming already have stuff, but like there are people who don't even know about it yet because they don't read the forums.
Yep. Huh. Yeah, well, let's do it, man.
Okay.
Let's do it. We can put them up. We don't need Sly, right? I mean, no, we can process them when she gets back.
Yeah. We just need to put up. Like, I really, really have been wanting the freaking, like, band lineup to be finalized before we announced it. And, like, it is just impossible to get anybody to commit to freaking anything. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Hot Stuff's mad because we've got this backpacking trip planned, and like no one will say that they're fucking going
or not going.
Trip. Yeah,
they're
so
just in this weird
and like since Hot Stuff is like Mr. Planning Man, he needs to know like how many hotel rooms to
because we're staying in hotels instead of camping.
Yeah, we're backpacking in hotels.
We're backpacking through like downtown.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, actually. Yeah, we heard that backpacking in Europe was fun, so we figured we'd backpack and then
we'll backpack through Paris. Just
camp in a parking garage. Yeah, backpack through Paris, yeah.
Yeah.
We carry a bicycle on our backs for when we're between cities.
Rest in parks.
We could requiescat en parque.
Yeah, we could
which is when you parkour. Sleep in butter. requiescat en parque.
Wow.
Yeah, no. No, it's like the ancient Egyptian practice of suspending corpses in margarine to preserve them. So they didn't have margarine in ancient Egypt.
Or corpses.
That wouldn't work at all, I don't think.
Why not? An oil suspension? Sure. Sure it would.
I don't think so. I think it would rot inside the oil.
No, because you... Remember there's... We were just looking at a bunch of preserved animals in...
In alcohol?
In
margarine.
No. What is the thing?
Mineral
oil.
Oleo.
Mineral oil.
What? Where? At what's her name's house?
Yeah.
They were in alcohol.
They're
alcohol
mineral solutions. Oil.
They're not in mineral oil. They were in alcohol.
No. Mineral oil.
They were in margarine.
Yeah, I don't know. They might have been an alcohol. Yeah, I don't actually remember.
You're just making shit up.
I thought it was mineral oil, though.
God, you're worse than Scully.
Does he make shit up?
About the vampire gender? You know, the vampire gender, that new television show.
The Nutella?
It's like really... Vision? the Nutella Vision. I went on a Nutella Vision quest. Oh, wow.
Weird.
Yeah, so that's like either going down to Best Buy to buy a new TV or consuming so much Nutella that you hallucinate from
the, your spirit,
from the insulin
spirit
shock. Yeah, and meaning
or your hazelnut animal. Yeah.
hazelnut sack.
I've got a bunch of new good NPC names.
NPC names?
Yeah, Hazelnut
Butch, Sack. Butch Lesbian. Hazelnut Sack. Which, I don't think that's actually... I mean, if you're going to have a character whose last name is Nutsack, it really should be a female character.
Of course.
Or a dude named Hazel. There's dudes named Hazel.
Because you want to be able to fondle the Nutsack. Right?
Grope. You want to be able to frottage the Nutsack. What is the verb form of that? To engage in frotterism. To
not
perform
frotterism?
Frottage. It's frottage.
I don't know. I don't think I know that word.
It's when you get a boner by rubbing up against somebody on the subway.
What, really?
It has to be on a subway because the train going into the tunnel helps you get a boner. That's not really true of that. Yeah.
Huh, frottage. Masturbation by rubbing against another person, as in a crowd. I honestly have never heard that word, or if I have heard it, I didn't know what it meant.
I keep getting it confused with cheese.
French, oh, like frottage, fromage.
Fromage, yeah.
French frotter to rub.
Frottage.
Frottagerie.
Wow. So what does it mean? Like, how would you describe, would you have to say performing frottage?
I think frottagerie.
You frot someone. Do I totally...
A frotteur is someone who masturbates by rubbing. Yeah. That's an awesome word. Wow, that is such a great insult to call someone a frotteur.
I don't know that it is, actually, because I don't think they would know what you meant.
That's fine. Like, I think it's fine to insult people with...
You think it's funny to insult people when they don't know what you meant?
Yeah.
I don't think that's funny.
Like, it's funny to make fun of retards, right?
Feng Shui says, for the stone mariachis, should the world's smallest violin work? I don't think so.
I think we specifically avoided putting that one in.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you complain about it, you know what we're going to play for you. It's the world's
that wah, 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 wah.
No, the world's... No.
Or like a penny... Like a penny whistle?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
A penny whistle glissando? How many times can I use the word glissando?
Penny whistle glissando would be an awesome name for like a... I don't know.
An NPC?
Yeah. Like a... Like the really fancy... hooker in like a Western bar.
Really fancy hooker?
Well, you know, with the elaborate gown she's wearing and shit.
Aren't they all wearing elaborate gowns?
Frowsy is also a word.
Maybe the madam.
Frowzy. Frowsy.
Mm-hmm.
Negligent of neatness.
So now you're just reading the dictionary.
Yeah, because it's...
Instead of being...
It's kind of awesome. The dictionary is great. It's a lot of fun.
It's the dictionary is much faster on my new... phone.
Your new iPhone 4.
Pretty crazy.
Did
the
you?
iPhone
oh, you,
4 changes everything you again.
You didn't get a chance to FaceTime with anybody last night because we didn't have wireless.
Yeah. I've not yet FaceTimed.
It's a little awkward that you have to be on a wireless network for it to work.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever. I feel like it's a little awkward to video chat with somebody. Like, I just can't imagine that being a thing that catches on.
Well, what if you're naked?
Okay. Sure. I mean...
I feel like that is it. Like, porn is going to drive that forward.
I mean, there's just, like, porn that you call.
Yeah.
Weren't you, like, not understanding why people wanted to trade naked pictures on PhotoSwap? Because why not just look at porn?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, that I don't understand at all. But with face plant, what is it, face?
Face plant? Yeah, it's called face plant.
What is it called? It's FaceTime.
FaceTime. Space. FaceTime continuum. So you're saying across the FaceTime continuum, there will be a lot of boobs.
Yeah. I feel like there will be services that are pay per session FaceTime things with just live, you know, one on one.
I just don't know why that would happen. I don't know why that would happen when you could get the same thing on a computer that was one way, because I'm pretty sure that woman does not actually want to watch you jack off.
I feel like people will be able to interact more fully. They'll know that it's actually one-on-one versus the sort of bullshit one-on-one that the like internet provides, right? Like, cause they're like,
I mean, I guess if this is a service that you want to pay for,
no, I'm just saying that
knock yourself out.
Why not let that happen, right? It's gonna happen. Porn drives everything forward.
Betrayer says, any progress on the Hanks revamp? I'd rather see that than the bar change, or, you know, hippos wearing tutus. I did the artwork for the tavern revamp today.
That's not Hanks.
I know. What Hanks revamp are we doing?
The interface.
Oh, like make it look like the inventory?
Yeah.
I think that there was some series of dependencies for that I don't remember what the fuck.
One of
them
was
going to do the closet.
Us getting off our duff.
Us telling C.D. Moyer to get off our duffs.
Yeah, why
C.D. Moyer,
duffs?
Get me off my duff. Do you suppose that...
You duff protest too much?
Macbeth ever said, get me off, Macduff. And that's why Macduff was so angry.
The Pretentious Artist has a... what I would loosely term a screensaver that is like a clock.
Mm-hmm.
That is just the words of the date and time.
Yeah.
But it... they fucked up when they made it, and there is no 30. So at like 6:30, it just says 6 o'clock. It's like 6:29, and then 6, and then 6:31.
I also just feel like it wouldn't be. It's not a very good screensaver.
No, it's a terrible screensaver.
Screensaver in terms of prevent burn-in.
Yeah, but that's like an ancient. That's an ancient.
Yeah, there's no
problem.
There is no burn-in on LCD screens.
Yeah,
there I get a lot of ghosting if I've got the same web page.
I think that's the acid that you're eating.
Yeah, it's your retinas being burned in. It is theoretically not supposed to happen on LCD monitors at all.
It is a real thing. If you look up in Apple support pages, they have instructions on, you know, if you get screen burn in on one of these cinema displays, make an entirely white background and leave it up there until it goes away.
Huh.
It is a known thing on
LCD screens.
That's not the same.
That's not the exact same thing as like a. As a burn-in, because like a burn-in is permanent.
Yeah, no, not permanent, but okay. So maybe burn-in isn't the right term, but
well, you didn't say burn-in; you said ghosting.
Well, or whatever.
Speaking of which, StarCraft.
Yeah.
Ghosting.
No.
You can totally ghost bros. Ghosting bros.
What is that? What do you mean by ghosting? You like watch somebody else's game in progress?
No, I was talking about the ghost.
The nuke guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a girl, isn't it?
I think it is a girl.
Aren't they always female?
I guess.
There's the Spectres. That's when it's a crossover with Mass Effect. It's not really a crossover with Mass Effect. They're Jamaican.
Are they?
I was reading this critique of the dude, this black dude in the StarCraft II campaign, because he's Jamaican and he speaks with a Jamaican patois and he has a voodoo doll. And they said they never explain why the fuck he has a voodoo doll and nobody else in the world is into black magic, but that's entirely not true. Like, I think maybe in the branch that they took, it's not explained, but it totally is explained, like, right there in the game, and I don't know where this guy's criticism, you know, he clearly just either didn't dig for it or whatever. I was pretty exhaustive.
Or doesn't read.
Well, I was pretty exhaustive when I played. I mean, I always clicked on everything and everybody between every mission to see if there was new little cutscenes or dialogue stuff available. And there's a ton of information hidden in there. There's like just a ton of stuff. A lot of people have complained about the writing, but it didn't bother me at all. And I think maybe it's because I'm a terrible writer.
But you're not a terrible writer.
Cliche stories don't bother me at all.
But I mean, aren't you not a terrible writer?
I think I'm a terrible writer. I don't think that I could actually write a good.
You wrote a piece of short fiction that is the Choose Your Own Adventure?
Yeah, but it's a Choose Your Own Adventure, and it's silly. It's not.
But it's pretty funny.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think it was good. I'm proud of it, right? I can write for KOL, but I don't think that I would. I don't think that I could write a short story that wasn't fucking terrible.
I feel like you could pull off a Dave Eggers style novel.
I don't think so, man.
Really?
Huh. I mean, I could pull one off of a shelf, if that's what you mean. Like, I could actually literally pull a Dave Eggers novel. Is he wearing an Eggers suit?
Did you ever send in any egg puns to the Sunday Funnies?
We didn't have that in my Sunday paper.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you send in any egg puns
I
to the Sunday paper?
I didn't, but I feel like they would have all been rejected anyway.
There was this video game that I really liked a lot. And everybody, because me and these dudes used to go to Peter Piper Pizza all the time to play video games because there were video games at Peter Piper Pizza.
Yeah.
They had Top Skater, which we were all pretty fond of.
Uh-huh.
You know, the skateboarding game where you're on the skateboard.
Right.
And where the controller is a skateboard and you swing it back and forth and kick, you know.
Yeah.
Kick the front, kick the back to do tricks. But there was also this game called Egg Venture, which was like, it was like a kid's shooting game.
Okay.
It was like that Police Trainer game in basically every regard, right? Like, you'd go through different levels, and then each level would have, like, a bunch of sub-games that you'd, you know, get 3 failures before your game was over, and you had to beat all the sub-games to move on to the next level. But they were all, like, these egg-themed shooting games, like eggs with, like, faces and arms and feet that would, you know, run around and do stuff, or, like, and here's one where there's this egg in a car, and you make the car go by shooting the propeller on the back of the car, or whatever. Here's one where there's an egg going along the bottom of the screen, and you have to shoot anvils so that they don't smash your egg as they fall in from the top. And it was really cool, and it had a lot of egg puns in it. And so I always think about that when you talk about the egg puns in the Sunday paper.
Huh.
Because I didn't have egg puns in the Sunday paper, but I did have them in Egg Venture.
At Peter Piper Pizza?
At Peter Piper Pizza in Prescott.
Huh.
Damasta says, hey, I found a recipe for a key lime pie drink. Vodka, triple sec, pineapple, and lime. How about a booze version of the keys for Boostafarians? No, man. I don't think so, man. I'm depressed about this Noel thing. I really wish that I hadn't asked in the forums why muscle signs are so superior.
I mean, the Noel is kind of a major advantage.
Yeah. But apparently it's like, you know, just 15 or 20 turns.
Yeah. Right?
And so, like, clearly the solution is to make it so the other signs shave 15 or 20 turns off.
Or you could just fix the null.
Yeah, but then everybody would be pissed off.
That muscle signs are no longer superior?
Yes. I know. They don't like that muscle signs are superior, but if we make muscle signs no longer superior by making them worse, then they will be pissed off.
They won't be worse. You just reduce the turn savings to something that's comparable.
Remember what happens whenever we do anything that reduces turn savings? Everyone is pissed off and yells at us all the fucking time.
Okay.
Yeah. Seriously.
Like, for serious?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. People in Dev are talking about, you know, like, just removing the frilly skirt from the store, for instance. But then it's like, nope, then that ruins hardcore Oxy for everybody because they can no longer get a meat made. You know? It's like, there's no fucking winning. No, you know, we're just never going to make people happy. Ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Nothing ever makes anybody happy.
You could just put a super likely in the null that gives you one of every important item. Just moves on.
Yeah?
Yeah. Every important item in the game. Like all the quest items.
Yeah. That'd be a pretty cool super likely.
Yep.
I think, it just gives you one of those pizzas.
Yeah, pizza one with everything. Mm-hmm. You have to figure out how to uncook it.
Yeah. Severus says, Jick, I need to tell my parents I am gay. Do you have any advice? I mean, I'm sure you told your mother since she has met hot stuff.
Wait, what?
I think people are saying that we're gay.
Oh, I see.
Didn't register.
Didn't register on me at all. I was like,
whenever somebody calls you gay, you're just like, whatever.
What?
I just assume that they don't actually mean that I have sex with dudes, but that I'm effeminate.
Yeah.
And that's kind of true.
You're not particularly effeminate.
I'm pretty effeminate. I mean, compared to you, no.
Right.
Right, but, yeah.
Compared to whom are you effeminate?
Dudes. Bros. Okay. The sorts of bros who ice their bros. Dudes.
Okay.
Sausage bros. Like, if you go to a sausage fest... Those bros.
I see.
Those bros are
at the sausage fest.
Than me. Harag says, Jick, you mentioned that you like possum answers a lot, just like me. So could you please make their legendary accessory from the Nemesis quest have their additional summons granted when the item is in inventory, like the legendary accessories of some other classes do? You know, no. What are the ones that we did? The only ones that we made work from inventory are the ones that do things outside of combat. Because you always could put them on, perform the action, and then take them off. Right? Like, the one that would just be broken, right? That would just be like a, you know. Granted, what I intended to do with the summons was eventually give you some innate ability to have 5 additional ones. But we could still do that.
Yeah,
and then it's just 20 with that thing on.
That's on the horizon, I think, eventually.
Oh, is it? Do we actually have something planned?
No, but it's
for that?
It's a thing that we would like to do. Just like walking to the horizon is a thing that we want to do. Because that's a thing.
Yeah. Another fan says, "Hey, Jick, you mentioned not getting the point of big clan, so I figured as a casual player I'd tell you why I'm in KOL Addicts. I was previously in a much smaller clan, but because of the size and how rarely I got on, I tended not to interact with anybody in the clan. Since I didn't interact, I felt as though if I entered their dungeons, I'd screw up their runs or something, and I wasn't getting any social benefits from the clan. By changing to a bigger clan that does runs more often, I get the chance to experience some of the dungeon content as well as the social aspects, so there's always someone in slash clan." Now, sure, I mean, I can understand that, right? Like, I could see why you'd rather be in that clan than no clan at all, and if you're in such a small clan that it's like being in no clan at all, then that's fine, right? I think I would still rather be in a clan with 100 people than a clan with 3,000 people, but, you know, that's just me. I don't think that there's anything wrong with those clans. I mean, like, I just don't... They're not for me.
Inherently, there's nothing wrong with them. They cause problems for us, technically.
Sort of. I mean, they're a constraint. I mean, I don't know that they used to cause problems because I wasn't,
well,
you know, a lot of the older
there's
code.
There's UI issues. There's
yeah, but those are all done. I mean, that, like, you know, it's not really a problem anymore. It's just a constraint. Is
there's
what I'm saying?
Like, there's definitely design issues, though. I mean,
keep
like,
it in mind.
You know, if everybody in the game was in a single clan, there would be no point to like VIP room furniture. As a donation item, right? Like, one person would buy it, and then that's it.
Well, no, because everybody has to have the... Well, the furniture.
The furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Like,
sure, I mean, well, but that's not going to happen. I mean, you know...
No, I know, but, like, it's... giant clans are strange in a bunch of ways.
You know what we should have done before we did the VIP furniture was...
And technically for, like, for basements and stuff like
limit
that, it's definitely...
Limit clans to 100 people.
Yeah, it's definitely an issue, right?
I mean, limit clans to one person.
Right.
Yeah.
We've made multiplayer basement clan dungeons that you can only be... they only work if you're in a clan by yourself.
Speaking of which, Harry Annie says, "Please rename the relaxing hot tub the Clanaloni Cocoon." Also, teleportitis should be a negative status effect, like all effects that end in itis. Like the itis from that one episode of The Boondocks.
Bonitis. Your only regret.
Yeah. My only regret is teleportitis. Spoonmam says, "What do you guys think about Joss Whedon directing the Avengers movie?"
I think Joss Whedon should work as much as possible.
I mean, does he do anything good?
You didn't like Firefly?
Yeah. Does he do movies that are good? Has he done any good movies?
You didn't like Serenity?
No. I hadn't seen it.
Was it because everybody dies?
Yeah. No, it was because the first half, it's like a bunch of exposition so that people who haven't seen the show aren't lost, and then the second half is everyone you like dying. Everyone I like dying.
Yeah, but you still want to make out with Jewel State and Marina Baccarin.
Yeah, well, because they didn't die.
Spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
I think we're within our rights to spoil that shit.
To spoil Serenity.
What
if I wanted to make out with Wash?
Life is hard for you.
Yeah. I don't really have an opinion about it. What other movies has he directed?
I am looking that up.
You're looking that up?
Did he even direct Serenity, or did he just write it?
I don't know. I mean, God damn it. Do you think it'll be filled with Whedonisms?
Director. He directed an episode of Glee.
Do you think that the Avengers will
he did Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Will say things to one another like, "Let's make with some Avengage"?
So he directed... I mean, he's the only movie that he's directed is Serenity. Although, yeah. So he's got two different movies that he's slated to direct. Goners, which I don't know anything about, and The Avengers.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Comic-Con episode?
Hobblebunk says Plexiglass Pernach, perhaps, and then links to the Wikipedia article for Pernach, which is a... Whoa! It's a Pernach with two chestopiores. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
It's a mace, a flanged mace.
What are you talking about?
A Pernach.
The actual item?
Yeah. So I think they're saying for a one... Like, because I think they want a one-handed club.
Sure.
Plexiglass, yeah.
Right.
You know, maybe to avoid losing... Fuck, I don't know, man. I don't know what to do about that. Maybe we gotta rejigger Ascension Rewards entirely.
Is that racist?
To rejigger?
Yeah.
No. Only if we snigger about it.
Hmm. I don't know... I don't know what kind of uproar and or upheaval it would be, but I could imagine lowering the level requirements on the foods and the stat requirements on some of the gear and see what that would do.
And what do you think it would do? What do you hope it would do?
Just not make everything a foregone conclusion. Like, just nobody does pathed runs, by and large, these days. It's either hardcore oxy, hardcore no path.
Well, they're saying that hardcore sorcerer is the now the optimal speed lead in after karma.
Sure.
You know, I can see. Like, people, I think, would hate this, even though all it's doing is adding options, right? But I could see if you smith instant karma with a stainless or plexi item, it disappears, right, and then replaces whatever your...
That's we talked about that. I thought you were not necessarily...
No, I think I'm okay with it. I mean, I guess it's a little weird because it's not... it doesn't seem like something that would hurt you, and it does hurt you. Like, I have zero sympathy for the people who are pissed off that discarding karma costs them another item that they would have otherwise gotten. Because just don't fucking do it. Don't click the discard link, you know? That's my argument there, right? Just bitching about it because that's the way that it works is just something I can't get behind at all. But that, the smithing thing, it's like, you know...
You don't like things that are very meta, and I feel like that's particularly meta.
I think discarding the karma is pretty meta. I mean, I like things that... What I don't like is things that are meta but seem like they would have a very non-meta use.
Right?
And the smithing thing definitely feels like that.
What about some sort of...
If there was a confirmation box that was like, this
karma Morrissey item. And you could go back in time...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was a Smith.
And Smith.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
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 It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Vlaxan V links to the Urban Dictionary entry for Jick in the Jaws.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which is a blowjob or sex where the man's penis ejaculates into or in the mouth of the receiving partner. I guess into or in, there is a distinction there.
Sure.
Yeah, I hadn't thought anything. A blowjob or sex, though, that's weird.
Sex act, I can imagine.
Yeah. Roy was getting the best head job in his life. The next thing he knew, he had done blown his jick in the jaws of that bitch.
Weird.
A terrible example sentence.
Yeah, that doesn't...
I'm gonna give that a thumbs down. I wish I had four hands so I could give them titties four thumbs down.
What has four thumbs and likes Jick in the Jaws?
Zach68 says, Safari Jack, the small game hunter, looks identical to Phineas T. Leightonstone. Yeah, they have the same tailor. The mustache tailor. Casey Wiederman says, Hey Jick, just a refresher. Slime hates an equipment, requires a rusty item equipped, slimed in combat by a slime, smithed with a caustic nodule from Mother. It's as easy as adding a new rusty custard whisk and adding the same mechanic as the rest of the rusty items have. Slime hates it. Chef staff would be a great addition to combat in the slime tube and drinking lots of beers. I don't know what that last part refers to. Yeah, so we just need a rusty thing from somewhere.
Rusty custard whisk?
I don't know what a custard whisk is, but just a whisk, I could see.
But maybe it's specifically for custards. There are different kinds of whisks.
There's the will-o'-the-wisks that sometimes if you're in a kitchen and you see one, you'll follow it and get lost.
Yep.
Yeah. Light your own little candle in the utility drawer where you keep the candles for if the power goes out.
There's a utility drawer?
Yeah, it's like a utility belt.
For Batman?
But for junk. That's where Batman
keeps his junk.
Yeah, it's in his utility belt.
Wow.
I think we did that joke, actually, in the context of a fanny pack.
Huh.
It's where you keep your fanny?
Yeah. Well, if you're British.
Oh.
What is a British fanny?
British fanny is like American cunt.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's bound to be
or
confusing.
Maybe pussy, but
yeah,
it might not be as strong as we said.
Doing it in the fanny is going to require all kinds of different, like, interpretations based on culture there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so I feel like that's got the same, probably, etymological backing as, like, a piece of ass. Right?
Yeah,
could
be.
I could see that.
You know, like, so it's not like.
Which is, I mean, which is based on what, pirates?
Yeah, yeah.
Pieces of
ass. That they would, break their wenches into several pieces so that more of them could rape them at once.
Right.
Yeah.
The idea of coins that you broke into pieces is kind of interesting.
Kind of. I mean, it's sort of a one-way thing, right? I mean, it's more like.
But you melt it down and make new coins.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't.
You could.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if I should talk about the crazy U.S. Mint.
Turns out you can only get $1,000 every 10 days.
Yeah.
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 So there goes my plan. Filling an entire room with gold coins.
There are ways to get around that.
Are there?
Yeah.
We have ways of making you buy more than $1,000.
We haven't.
Can just buy money from the Mint.
Yeah, so the U.S. Mint, in an effort... Basically, in an effort to eradicate the dollar bill, will happily sell you gold coins.
They're not really gold, are they?
They're gold,
gold colored. They're like the Sacagawea dollars.
Yeah, they have. You can get Sacagawea dollars. Or you can get like they're doing a sort of a limited edition of every president. They're like up to
I've got one in my wallet. I forget which one it is, but he looks entirely like Grand Moff Tarkin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you can go there and they will ship it to your house for free. So if you're clever, what you realize is you can then use a credit card to get money out sort of with a delay without any kind of additional fees for like cash
and then if you get frequent flyer miles or something
flyer
like that
miles or cash
card.
Back
yeah.
or whatever.
You basically have a very slow money-making machine.
Yes. They explicitly tell you that you cannot just take it to the bank and deposit it, and if they find out that you're doing that, they will...
punch you in the dick.
They'll stop sending you money, for one, and then theoretically they might prosecute or whatever. But there are plenty of other ways to spend cash that you couldn't use a credit card for. So, like you could pay your rent in dollar coins.
And then use a lot of vending machines.
You could use a lot of vending machines. I also just like the idea of dollar coins, getting rid of dollar bills.
You know, I was thinking about that, and I also like the idea of getting rid of... I would rather get rid of pennies than dollar bills, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would honestly be okay with getting rid of everything under a quarter.
I keep dimes.
Yeah.
Because they're small.
I would actually stick as far as... I would probably keep nickels.
Nickels and pennies I leave behind when I get them as change.
Really?
I keep them.
Nickels.
No.
I keep them all kind of compulsively, and that's why. But I hate carrying coins, so I don't think that if I actually like.
Yeah, I keep a couple quarters in my wallet, so that I can make change if I have to. But that's it. And by couple, I mean four.
I see.
Yeah.
You need that. That certain assortment of change that
can make any possible
combination.
No, but because I don't care about pennies or nickels, I don't have to make change for most things, right? I just need to be able to pay for.
Ooh, that's another good NPC name: pennies or nickels.
Pennies or nickels, Zornickels. I feel like that's kind of like barnacles.
All right, let's get off this here
Intertron
crazy train. Yeah. All right. Sorry about the show, everybody.
It wasn't that bad.
It was probably pretty bad.
It was not our best show.
All right.
Wait, how many minutes are we in to this?
I don't know, like an hour and 50.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.